This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli military is battling their way into the heart of the main city in southern Gaza on Sunday. We get the latest now from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The air rumbled with constant explosions and thick columns of white smoke rose over Khan Yunis, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of civilians who fled to other parts of the enclave. Residents said tanks had reached the main north-south road after intense combat through the night. In the city's Nasser hospital, streams of casualties were brought in on Sunday. This man said his son had been shot by a sniper. Militant group Islamic Jihad, ally to Gaza's Hamas rulers, said its fighters were battling Israeli forces in the area.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says both sides are reporting heavy fighting in the north of Gaza Strip as well. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber called on countries Sunday to work harder, to be flexible, and to accept compromise to reach a deal on tackling climate change, including wording for the first time on the future of fossil fuels.
I want you to know that we are making good progress. We are making good progress. But as you heard me in the informal plenary yesterday that I called for in the evening, while I know we're making progress, I don't think we're making it fast enough.
In remarks made to journalists as negotiators started to tackle some of the more contentious issues in the deal, like the future of fossil fuels. This is VOA News. Egyptians headed to the polls on Sunday for a presidential election in which Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is poised to win a third term. Voting is spread out over 3 days. We expect the results to be announced on December 18th. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Buenos Aires on Sunday to witness the swearing-in of Argentina's new president, Javier Milei.
Hoy comienza una nueva era en Argentina.
Zelensky used the trip to Argentina to meet leaders of several countries. He met separately with the presidents of Paraguay, Ecuador, and Uruguay. His office said that he is trying to drum up some support from those countries. Of the nearly 25 million people in Sudan who need help, the United Nations has only been able to reach a fraction, according to the head of the UN humanitarian response in Sudan.
To date, we've been able to reach about 4 million, and our goal is to hopefully reach around 18 million.
UN humanitarian coordinator for Sudan, Clementine Noika Salami. The president of the University of Pennsylvania has tendered her resignation. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports that's according to a message sent by the chair of the school's board of trustees.
Liz McGill came under fire after she declined to say outright during a congressional hearing that calling for the genocide of Jews would violate Penn's code of conduct.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
She faced growing calls to resign, even as she sought to clarify her position in a social media post.
I was not focused on, but I should have been, the irrefutable fact that a call for genocide of Jewish people is a call for some of the most terrible violence human beings can perpetrate.
McGill has agreed to stay on until an interim president is appointed and will remain a tenured faculty member, according to the chair of the Board of Trustees.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah, who says, along with McGill at that same hearing that we heard in the piece, Harvard University President Claudine Gay and Massachusetts Institute of Technology President Sally Kornbluth was also testifying or called to testify. You can get more news from us 24 hours a day on our website. It's voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.